Supporters of President-elect Donald Trump will gather in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration festivities Friday. Headed to the nation's capital is Trump supporter and Central Ohioan Jack Etheridge. Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
I'm happy to be here.
Now, why was it important for you to attend the inauguration?
I had never been to an inauguration before, and I felt like, oh my gosh, how did that happen? I should have done that by this time. And so I decided this would be a great one to attend, and I think it's going to be quite a fascinating and exciting experience.
Will you tell us more about why you think it's going to be so interesting? I mean, Trump has been a little bit controversial running in his campaign and also since he's been president-elect.
Well, that's certainly true. And I think that adds to some of the intrigue and some of the sense of excitement and perhaps even unpredictability for what's going to happen, which there's nothing like being there to participate in this great, you know, American experience.
Well, Jack, you know, tell us about your background in politics.
I would say I'm an average voter, but, you know, we're all, I think, called to participate in governing our country, and that does really motivate me, and that maybe separates me from some people. I'm just really grateful that we have this really almost unique opportunity as Americans to govern ourselves, and hopefully we can do it wisely.
Have you been a longtime Republican supporter?
Yes, I have been. I think probably since the early 1980s. And even my family, my parents converted from Democrats, if you will, to Republicans while I was growing up. And we were not really all that politically active in our household. But I certainly learned about the principles that I think that are important to the way we govern ourselves.
Tell me about Donald Trump. What exactly did he say that sparked your enthusiasm during the campaign?
I'm not certain if there's any one thing that Donald Trump said that sparked my enthusiasm. I think it was more of a general sense of the potential that Donald Trump might bring to be what I would call a disruptive force. I told people he's going to be like the internet, cell phones, or air travel. He's just going to be disruptive, like a disruptive technology, and reshuffle the deck, bring some new perspectives to the way we govern ourselves, and actually, I think, help some perhaps unheard or less than always heard voices have their opportunity to step up to the plate and make a contribution.
You're headed to D.C. with one of your nephews, I understand.
My nephew, who's 16, is unusually interested in this topic, and so I thought the least I could do would be to help facilitate him having this experience.
What do you think he's going to learn then by being there witnessing the inauguration?
Wow, I think he's going to realize how big a country we have, or more so, realize how big a country we have, how diverse a country we have, how we as Americans, even though we have different views and to some degree different values, can actually come together to celebrate a peaceful transition of power in the central or federal government. One of the reasons I'm going is because Mr. Trump's election represents maybe not necessarily making America great again, per se, but greater than it would otherwise be. And I think that this is just a wonderful, exciting opportunity for everyday Americans to embrace this opportunity. You know, I think we're seeing the demise of what I call big L liberalism, sort of central planning from Washington. And I think it's going to unleash all kinds of positive things in the country. And it's going to start on January 20th, come noon.
There will be some demonstrators during the inauguration, also the day after. There's a big women's march on Saturday.
So to me, it's just a matter of folks who are concerned about Mr. Trump. I don't think they should prejudge him. I think they should respond in good faith, as we all, I think, have tried to do with previous presidents, even ones we disagree with.
I've been talking with Central Ohioan Jack Etheridge. He's headed to the presidential inauguration of Donald Trump Friday. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.